This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, everybody! Thanks for joining us this week for episode 103 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey.
My name is Brooks.
We are here with you, Casey and Brooks, and for the very first time, we are doing a video version of our recording as well, so that you can watch this live on our YouTube channel. Isn't that so exciting? Yeah. You get to be the very first one to make a video one. What do you think about that? You just like to watch yourself in the computer. I'm afraid we're going to have a problem with this because all you're doing is making faces at yourself in the screen. So if you want to watch Brooks make some really silly faces, just watch our YouTube channel of this version. But if you're in your car, hi. Hi to you guys too. Brooks, what's new lately? You haven't been on the podcast in a while. How's school been going?
Good.
Good. Are you ready for summer or do you wish school was all year long?
I was summer.
You're ready for summer? Yeah.
Because then I don't have school.
Because then you don't have school, right? Brooks is the least morning person of our entire family. He does not like to get up in the morning and has the hardest time getting ready for school, right, bud?
No.
No! You know that that's true. Sometimes you don't like to admit it, though. Hey, how about some jokes?
Yeah.
All right, our first joke comes from listeners Eden and Dana. Thank you, Eden and Dana. Why did the boy bring a ladder to school? Because he wanted to go to high school. Do you want to go to high school or do you like being in kindergarten?
I want to stay.
You want to stay in kindergarten? I don't blame you. All right, joke number two comes from listener Olivia. Thanks, Olivia. Why did the golfer bring extra socks to the golf course? In case he got a hole in one. You get it? You know what a hole-in-one is in golf? Yeah. And in case he gets a hole in one of his socks, he brings extra socks. Great idea. I bring extra socks in case my feet get smelly. Joke number three comes from listener Kevin. Thank you. What did the pen say to the pencil? You have a point. You have a point, Brooks. Do you have a point?
No.
No. Are you ready for some trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number one, the category is dinosaurs. Question one, what class of animals did the dinosaurs belong to? Amphibians, birds, fish, or reptiles? Question two, true or false? Fossils can only be created from bones. Question 3. How heavy was a T-Rex? Was it as heavy as a horse, as heavy as 4 rhinos, or as heavy as a jet? Question 4. How many horns did Triceratops have? Question 5. Did most dinosaurs lay eggs or give live birth? Question 6. True or false? Dinosaur fossils have been found on every continent of Earth. Question 7. What is the name of the T-Rex who lives with the Pteranodon family in the show Dinosaur Train? And now the answers to round 1. Question 1, Brooks. What class of animals did the dinosaurs belong to? Amphibians, birds, fish, or reptiles?
Yep.
That is correct. Dinosaurs are reptiles. They first appeared nearly 250 million years ago and dominated the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods of Earth's history. That is a good face you are making. Question 2, true or false? Fossils can only be created from bones.
True.
It is false. Footprints, plants, skin, eggs, nests, and other organic matter can also fossilize. Yes, you could find a fossilized leaf or a fossilized footprint. Question 3, how heavy was a T-Rex? As heavy as a horse, as heavy as 4 rhinos, or as heavy as a jet?
As heavy as 4 rhinos.
That is correct. It was as heavy as 4 rhinos. That is a lot of weight. Good job, buddy. Question 4. How many horns did the Triceratops have? 3 is right, because the word tri is 3. So you were right. Good job. Question 5. Did most dinosaurs lay eggs or give live birth?
Having babies by laying eggs.
They did. Laying eggs is the right answer. As far as we know, all dinosaurs reproduced by laying eggs, as do most other reptiles. It is very difficult to determine what species of dinosaurs laid eggs that have been discovered because only a few dinosaur embryos have been found inside the fossil eggs. So people have found fossilized eggs too, with baby dinosaurs in them. Not very many though. That's pretty cool. Question 6, true or false? Dinosaur fossils have been found on every continent of the Earth.
False.
Oh, it's true. This one is true. They even found dinosaur fossils on Antarctica. That's crazy. Question 7, what is the name of the T-Rex who lives with the Pteranodon family in Dinosaur Train?
I forgot.
So the Pteranodon's names are Tiny, Shiny, and Don? Don Pteranodon? Is that his name? And then the T-Rex name is Buddy. Buddy is the answer. Round number 2. The category is summer activities. Question 1. What popular playground game consists of players tossing a small object into numbered squares outlined on the ground and then jumping through the squares and retrieving the object? Question 2. What is the name of the device consisting of a piece of tight, strong fabric stretched between a steel frame, often using many coiled springs around the outside? Question 3. In what type of activity would you wear a boot with 2 to 5 wheels on the underside, arranged in a single line by a metal or plastic frame? Question 4. What is a long, vigorous walk, usually on trails or footpaths, in the mountain, bush, or countryside terrain? Question 5. Where would you see a doggy paddle? At the pool, at the park, or at school? Question 6. What is known simply as a meal that you eat outdoors, sometimes on a blanket or at a table?
Question 7. What is a diving style where the diver hugs their knees and attempts to enter their water with their body shaped as much like a ball as possible in order to make a big splash?
And now the round 2 answers. Are you ready for summer activities, Brooks?
Yeah,
me too. Question 1. What popular playground game consists of players tossing a small object into numbered squares outlined on the ground and then jumping through the squares and retrieving the object?
Hopscotch.
It's called hopscotch. Do you ever play hopscotch?
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, I drew a lot of hopscotch game boards, but I never really understood how to play it or like how you won, or was it just for fun, probably? Do you guys play hopscotch? Not really. You do a lot of sidewalk chalk, though. We got a lot of sidewalk chalk art on our driveway in the summer. Question 2. What is the name of the device consisting of a tight, strong fabric stretched between a steel frame, often using many coiled springs around the outside?
A trampoline.
A trampoline! Oh, I love a good trampoline. Do you too?
Yeah, but if it doesn't break.
But if it doesn't break? Have you been on a broken trampoline before? No. We have neighbors that have a trampoline and you guys jump on them all the time. Question 3. In what type of activity would you wear a boot with 2 to 5 wheels on the underside arranged in a single line by a metal or plastic frame? Rollerblades! You don't have rollerblades yet, do you? Your sisters do, but you don't. Sometimes in life, you have to pivot. And when you do a podcast with a 5-year-old who loses interest completely, you just grab another kid and move on with the round. Right, Quinn?
Yep.
Thank you for stepping in. Question 4. What is a long, vigorous walk, usually on trails or footpaths in the mountain, bush, or countryside terrain?
Hiking?
Hiking is the answer. I forgot to even tell you that the category is summer activities. I just said, come do trivia. Yes, I love hiking. We don't have a lot of hiking in flat Iowa, but if we ever get to, we like it, right?
Yep.
Question 5. Where would you see a doggy paddle? At the pool, at the park, or at school?
At the pool. That's a kind of like swimming technique.
It's a kind of swim stroke. You would see it at the pool. That is correct. Question 6. What is known simply as a meal that you eat outdoors? Sometimes on a blanket, sometimes at a table.
Picnic?
It is a picnic. You guys love picnics.
Picnics are so fun.
I am not an outdoor eater. I feel like I don't want to have to share my meal with bugs. So.
Okay, that sounds nasty, but like eating outside is just so nice and sunny.
Beg to differ. I do it sometimes for you guys, but it is not my jam to have jam in the outdoors with the bugs. Question 7. What is a diving style where the diver hugs their knees and attempts to enter the water with their body shaped as much like a ball as possible to make a big splash?
Cannonball!
I hoped you'd answer like that. Cannonball! Cannonballs are very fun, except for the one in the pool getting splashed.
Like when my dad does it and it goes, wah!
Round 3, the category is cars. Question 1. A convertible is a car without a what? Question 2. What do you push in a car to get it to stop? Question 3. What part of a car would you use to let the other drivers know that you were going to turn? Question 4. In the movie Cars, Lightning McQueen's girlfriend's name is Sally. What color is she? Question 5. What do you push in a car to make it go faster? Question 6. What happens if you push the middle of a car's steering wheel? Question 7. The extra tire that is stored in a car in case of a flat is called a what?
And now the answers to round 3. Question 1. A convertible is a car without a what?
A roof.
A roof or a roof or a top or anything to keep the sun out of the top of the car or something. So you can have a retractable convertible that'll pull down, or you can have one with just out of top at all. Question 2. What do you push in a car to get it to stop?
The brake pedal?
The brakes. Yep. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
Question 3. What part of a car would you use to let the other cars know that you are going to turn?
That's the blinker.
They are called blinkers. Yes. Or back in the day before blinkers, you would stick your hand out the window and hold it like up for left and out for right or something. Question 4. In the movie Cars, Lightning McQueen's girlfriend's name is Sally. What color is she?
Like a baby blue.
Yeah, she's like light blue. Blue is the answer. Very good. Question 5. What do you push in a car to make it go faster?
The ignition gas?
The gas pedal. The ignition is the thing you turn it on with. Question 6. What happens if you push the middle of a car's steering wheel?
Get out of the road! Honk, honk!
You honk the horn! Honk, honk! Go faster! Honk, honk!
You have a better honk than I do.
Ooh! Look out of the way, skunk! Honk, honk! Question 7. The extra tire that is stored in a car in case of a flat is called a what?
A spare tire?
Yes, the spare tire. And hopefully your car has one in case you run over a nail.
Do you have one?
Yeah, somewhere. I think it's up under the bottom. I don't know. Thankfully, I've never had to use it, but I know there is one there. So.
Oh, I did not know that.
Round number 4. The category is classic stories. Question 1. What story is about a trio of animals and a curious little girl who visits their house? Question 2. In what story would you find a race of a very slow animal and a very fast animal? Question 3. What fairy tale is about a girl who wears a very specific article of clothing who is on her way to visit her grandmother? Question 4. Which fairy tale features a living cookie that runs away? Question 5. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is joined on her journey by a scarecrow, a tin man, and what other character? Question 6. In which story does a boy climb a giant plant and finds a giant in the clouds? Question 7. In Peter Pan, who has the pixie dust that helps the children fly?
And now the round four answers. Question one. What story is about a trio of animals and a curious little girl who visits their house?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Yes, correct. And what does Goldilocks do to all the baby bears' stuff?
Breaks it or finishes it.
Eats it, breaks it, sleeps in it. All the things. She really destroyed the baby stuff. Question two. In what story would you find a race of a very slow animal and a very fast animal?
The tortoise and the hare?
The tortoise and the hare. And who wins the race?
The hare.
The hare, which is also known as a what?
No, the tortoise wins the race, Mom.
Oh!
I was making a joke.
Oh, man, Quinn. I just thought you'd said the answer right because I knew you knew the answer. So I was just like, yeah, the hare. No, it's the tortoise. Oh, jeepers. You can tell where my brain is at. Jeez. The turtle wins the race. The tortoise beats the rabbit because slow and steady wins the race.
Yep.
Question three. What fairy tale is about a girl who wears a specific article of clothing who is on her way to visit her grandmother?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Correct. Quite a morbid story. Very unique story. We don't need to get into the details, but not very lighthearted. Question four. Which fairy tale features a living cookie that runs away?
The Gingerbread Man?
What is it? How does it go?
Run as
fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the Gingerbread Man. That's right. Question five. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is joined on her journey by a scarecrow, a tin man, and what other character?
That would be the lion.
The lion is correct. How would you describe the lion? He has like a specific adjective prior to his name.
Cowardly lion.
The cowardly lion. That's correct. Because he wants courage. Question six. In which story does a boy climb a giant plant and finds a giant in the clouds?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
That is correct. I tell you, we've talked about old Jack and the Beanstalk before, about how if I was his mom and he sold our cow for beans, oh man, I'd have been so mad. Question seven. In Peter Pan, who has the pixie dust that helps the children fly?
Tinkerbell.
It is Tinkerbell.
I thought you were going to be like, no.
No, it is the hare. Round number five. The category is things that start with the letter P. Question one. What is the world's largest ocean? Question two. Jack Sparrow, Will Turner, and Elizabeth Swan are characters in what movie franchise? Question three. What is the large furry animal that lives in cold climates and hunts seals for food? Question four. What is the name of a large grassy area in the middle of a city or a town? Question five. What coin shows a picture of Abraham Lincoln? Question six. What is the name of the character in the Mario movie that Bowser has a crush on? Question seven. What is the only state in the United States that starts with the letter P? Round five answers. Question one. What is the world's largest ocean?
The Pacific.
Correct. Question two. Jack Sparrow, Will Turner, and Elizabeth Swan are characters in what film franchise?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Did your brain go gall gaga when I said Will Turner? What? Question three. What is the large furry mammal that lives in cold climates and hunts seals for food?
Penguin?
Polar bears.
Oh! I was like, what furry? My brain was all over the place and it was like, I heard, what furry animal lives in the Arctic? And I was like, penguins live in the Arctic? And then I was like, that eats seals. And I was like,
wrong-o. Polar bears. Question four. What is the name of a large grassy area in the middle of a city or a town?
A park.
It's a park. That's it. Do you like playing at parks?
Yeah, but I don't really play as much anymore. I more babysit kids. Like, if we're going to a park, it's not really for me. It's for the kids that babysit.
You do still like to play Sandman, though, don't you?
Yeah, Sandman's fun.
Explain Sandman. It scares me. You run around on the jungle gym, and then there's a kid on the ground that tries to grab you or something, and yelling, Sandman? I don't know.
So, you go on the playground, all the people that aren't Sandman, and the Sandman can open his eyes on the ground, but not on the playground. So if he goes on the playground, he has to try to tag people with his eyes closed, which can be dangerous if it's not stairs.
I never let you guys play when I'm there because it scares me because you're playing on playground equipment with your eyes closed. So don't play Sandman with your eyes closed. Just play it with your eyes open. That's a better way.
But then if people that are on the playground go on the ground and the Sandman hears this, he yells Sandman and then they'll be it.
Sounds fun though. Minus the blind or the eyes closed part. Question five. What coin shows a picture of Abraham Lincoln?
The penny.
It is the penny.
I thought you were going to say, what is the Mexican version of a coin? And I was like,
oh, peso. That would have been a good guess. That would have been a good question. Question six. What is the name of the character in the Mario movie that Bowser has a crush on?
Peaches, 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 peaches.
Double P, Princess Peach is the answer. Question seven. What is the only state in the United States that starts with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is the answer. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one. A convertible is a car without a what?
A roof.
Like a car without a roof because I'm crabby. Question two. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is joined on her journey by a scarecrow, a tin man, and what other character?
The Cowardly Lion.
Question three. What class of animals did the dinosaurs belong to?
Reptiles.
Question four. What is a long, vigorous walk, usually on trails or footpaths in the mountain, bush, or countryside terrain?
Hiking.
Question five. The extra tire that is stored in a car in case of a flat is called a what?
A spare.
Question six. What is a diving style where the diver hugs their knees and attempts to enter the water with their body shaped as much like a ball as possible to make a big splash?
Cannonball!
Question seven. What part of a car would you use to let the other drivers know that you are going to turn?
Blinkers!
And here come your shout-outs. Dinosaurs comes from listener Chase.
Thank you, Chase.
Summer activities comes from Ruben.
Thanks, Ruben.
And thanks for the sandwiches. Cars comes from Isaac.
Thank you, Isaac.
And we've got two Patreon subscriber birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to listener Izzy. And you know how old he turns? 3. Oh, my word. Happy birthday, Izzy. I bet you're so cute. And Leia, like the Star Wars princess, turns the big 10, double digits. Happy birthday, Leia. Hope you have a great day. And here comes your song. Happy birthday to you. Cha, cha, cha. Happy birthday to you. Cha, cha, cha. Happy birthday, dear Izzy and Leia. Or Leia and Izzy. Izzy and Leia. Happy birthday to you. Cha, cha, cha. Ooh, la, la. Wow. You're welcome.
Are you 2?
Are you 3? Yes. Are you 4? Are you 5?
Are you 6?
Are you 7? Are you 8? Are you 9? Are you 10? Yes. Ooh, I like that. Except if somebody was like 80 and then that would be bad. All right, Quinn, conversation starter. What is your favorite game to play?
Volleyball.
Volleyball is a great answer. What about like board game?
I want to say card game. That's not right. Hatchimals, because I like to play it with my cousins.
Oh yeah, that game is fun. My favorite game is trivia. Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
Jeopardy. All the things. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. And thanks for watching if you watched. Thanks for listening if you listened. And if you listened and watched, thanks for both. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.